Welcome to the Wayne Bennett's Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now, here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's Podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Bennett. This is episode 116. It's October the 25th, 2023. And our guest today is the new Woodrow Wilson High School band director, Mr. Marshall Rickman. Welcome.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Now, you had a big weekend this past weekend. Tell us a little bit about what happened with the band.
Okay, this past weekend, we were at the West Virginia Marching Band Invitational up at Philip Barber High School in Philippi, West Virginia. It was a interesting competition this past weekend because it was 2-1. We had Philip Barber's Horseshoe Classic competition, and then we also had the West Virginia Marching Band Invitational in the same competition. And then we also got Governor's Cup results. And the marching band did quite well at this competition. For the Philip Barber portion, we received first place drum major in our class, first place percussion in our class, first place overall band in our class. We received best soloist award in our class. And then we also received second runner-up to grand champion at the Philip Barber competition. At the WVMBI portion, we received second auxiliary in our class. We received first place percussion in our class, first place drum major in our class, first place overall band in our class, best soloist as well in that one, second runner-up to grand champion there. And then
Who was the grand champion?
Grand champion was Cabell Midland at both.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Hurricane was the first runner-up.
Okay.
At both. And then for the overall Governor's Cup season, we ended up placing second runner-up for the entire Governor's Cup season as well.
Now, that the Governor's Cup, you go to a series of band festivals. You get so many points for attending, then mm-hmm. how you perform, and then they add the points up as a... And that used to be held in Charleston, but I think they had a scheduling conflict this year, and so they mm-hmm. moved it to the more like the center of the state, I guess. Now, well, that's great. I mean, now how do they determine what class you're in?
Class is determined based on size of the band, and really it's determined based on size of the amount of musicians that you have playing in the band. So even though we have 78 people in the band right now, we have about 54 people playing an instrument. And so that's what class size is based on. So because of that, we are in class B.
Now, I don't know whether you know anything about the history of the band at Woodrow Wilson, but it's you are the eighth band director, from what I understand. And in 2025, I think Woodrow Wilson will be 100 years old, the school will, as Woodrow Wilson High School. And the first band director, have you heard the name Glenn Selleck?
Mm-hmm. His, when we were at alumni night or the homecoming game this past week, his daughter actually came and spoke to me.
Oh, really?
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
And he was the very first band director at Woodrow Wilson High School. He was there for 42 years. He actually was there when I was in high school. He actually had a degree in electrical engineering from Syracuse University, and he came to Beckley because music was his first love. He came to mm-hmm. Beckley to be the band director. And since they were in their developing stage, he wrote the music to the fight song and the alma mater and all that stuff at Woodrow Wilson. And a legend, you know, he took a band to a huge band festival in Chicago at Soldier Field. There was, he did some things that nobody had ever seen a high school band do before. And it was, the guy was, he was really something else. He had some people that played for him that went on and played professionally. Don Boyd was one guy that was local that played trombone for band director Harry James and Les Brown and his band of renown. And so Glenn Selleck was definitely a pioneer. And after him was Alan Staton, who came from Shady Spring. And Alan was also very, very good at what he did. These people stayed around a while. Carl Grooms, Candy Mincham. I got to work with her at Park Junior High, and she was great. And she went to Woodrow and didn't stay around too long because she had to. She moved to Ohio, but she was really did a lot for the band. And Bill Bailey been around forever.
Yeah, Bill was my band director. I love Mr. Bailey.
Then Andrew Panik, who then took the job as the athletic director. Joe Dangerfield was there for a very short time. But now, did you start at the beginning of this year as the band director?
When I was hired for the band director position, I was actually hired back in February. Okay. But with rules with the board, I was not able to transfer right away over to Woodrow, but I was still able to go in. I went through after school a lot and worked with worked with the band when I could after school. I worked with the pet band at the basketball games. I worked with the jazz band after school, the concert band after school. And a lot of that, honestly, was playing. Mr. Bailey was still running the, you know, concert and jazz band, but I went in there and I helped play and I was around to do as much as I could at the time. But I did not officially start as the main band director at Woodrow until after the school year was over.
Now, how were you introduced to music yourself?
I was introduced to music all the way back in elementary school. I had a fantastic elementary educator, Miss Kidder over at Bradley Elementary. And she found that I was taking a love to music. All the time in music class, she would have me playing on the instruments. She would even come in about half an hour early every Wednesday and would give me violin lessons and just was a fantastic person, and I owe a lot to her. And then I decided to join band in middle school in sixth grade and started out on the clarinet. Jack Deskins was my first band director I had, and that was the year he ended up moving over to Shady High. We had a sub in there for the second half of the year, and then my 7th and 8th grade years, I had Jeff Offner. He was a really cool guy. I liked him. And I played around on a few things in middle school. I started on the clarinet, kind of played around with some saxophone stuff, a little bit of trumpet. And I enjoyed everything. But when I got into high school with Mr. Bailey, I marched clarinet my freshman year for marching band. And our two tuba players we had at the time were seniors. We didn't have anybody in eighth grade that year that played tuba that was going to be coming up. So he asked if anybody wanted to switch. And of course I did, because I always wanted to play. And then that's the instrument I kind of stuck with. And it's still my primary instrument to today.
What kind of music did you listen to in high school and when you were younger? What was your...
It's actually a little funny, because when I was younger, I used to get picked on my friends a lot. Because through middle school, especially, and then a little bit into high school, my favorite music to listen to was actually classical music. You know, I liked listening to like Mozart and Beethoven and all that stuff. And I got picked on a lot for it by my buddies. They would always rag on me a little bit. And then when I got into high school, I kind of started listening around. I pretty much listened to everything, but now I would have to say my favorite genre is like rock or metal, but I listen to a little bit of everything. My Spotify playlist is just, it's all over the place with genres.
When did you decide to go into music for as a career?
going through high school, I think all the years I went into high school, I kind of knew I wanted to go in to be a music teacher. There were a couple things in high school that kind of piqued my interest too. There was a brief period of time where I thought being a forensic scientist would be pretty cool. And it was kind of between that or band, but band was such a big part of my life, and it was something that I found that I would always want to do. Like, I wasn't somebody who was very into sports or did anything, and, you know, I really found a home with the band. I was very introverted growing up. I was very shy, didn't talk to a lot of people, but band kind of helped me come out of my shell and gave me a lot of opportunities I would not have had otherwise. And I kind of knew through high school that I wanted to be a band director, because not only did I want to keep working with music for the rest of my life, I wanted to help give a lot of other people the same opportunity the band gave me. Because I believe band is a place to where anybody can go in and just, you know, have fun, learn a lot, and experience new things in life. I've seen athletes be part of band. I've seen kids who talk to absolutely nobody throughout school, whether it's in other classes or anything, and they just come in the band room and they flourish. They come in, they're around people that are like them, so band was always such a huge part of my life that I just wanted to keep doing that and keep giving those opportunities to others.
Did you ever play in any groups, like rock and roll groups or anything like that? Or anybody ever approach you about it? Or?
I never did anything like that. There was a couple times in college where I would play in like pits for musicals. The biggest one being Barnum was the title of the program. But other than that, I was never really a part of any separate groups like that.
Now, where did you go to college?
I went to Marshall University.
Marshall. And you were in the band in Marshall?
Mm-hmm. I was in the marching band for 4 years there. I was in the marching band from 2011 to 2014.
So you and Andrew Pinnick have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm. Both Marshall grads, both from this area. Both have a big love of music.
And so after you graduated from Marshall, in college, if you're wanting to become a band director, you have to learn every instrument, don't mm-hmm. you? I mean, you have to.
Oh, yeah. They actually have classes that are called technique classes, to where they go through and teach you the basics on how to play each type of instrument. We had woodwind techniques, brass techniques, percussion techniques. You also have to take vocal techniques, because when you graduate from Marshall University, you pass your certification test, you're actually certified to teach both band and choir. So I had those. I had string techniques. Some of the others they offered that weren't required, I wasn't able to take guitar tech. I thought that would have been a really cool class. It just wouldn't fit in my schedule. And then we also had to take some technology classes as well to learn how some of the different music technology works as well, like mics and amps and all that.
Who would you say had the biggest influence on you from music? I mean, has there been anyone?
That's a tough question. I think Mr. Bailey at Woodrow had a big influence on me. I really enjoyed how he opened the program to anybody. He'd work with anybody as much as he could. But there was also another person. It was my college director, Steve Barnett. Steve Barnett is one of the main reasons I went to Marshall. I absolutely loved him. I get to see him at a few honor bands that we did, and that's where I first kind of met him. I would see him at Tri-State with Marshall's marching band when they would do exhibitions. And throughout my time at Marshall, when he was my marching band director, I had a few classes with him. He's just an extremely phenomenal educator. He is very knowledgeable with music. But the thing is, he took it from just teaching, and he was very personal with it. He'd memorize your name within 2 seconds, no matter how many people was in the room. He made everybody feel like they weren't just part of, you know, a class. He made everybody feel like they were part of a family and something bigger. And just everything that he did for everybody and the way he was able to run the organizations, I have such a deep admiration for Steve Barnett. He's actually who I try to model myself after. That's where I hope to achieve one day, is being
Where did you do your student teaching, here in Beckley?
I did my student teaching actually at a school over in Kentucky. Did it in a Russell Independent School District is where I did my student teaching.
Then when you came to back to Beckley, you got a job at Park.
I actually started off when I came back to Beckley after I graduated college. I started off as a substitute teacher because I graduated in December. So I graduated in the fall semester. And so for the spring of 2016, I was a substitute teacher. And I was going to start off 2017 as a sub as well. And I actually found that the halftime general music teacher over at Independence Middle was coming open. So I started off as a 2017 in the fall as the long-term sub for that position. And then when they posted the job, I applied for it and I was hired on as the permanent halftime general music teacher at Independence Middle. And through the whole time I was there, you know, I worked really well with Miss Mary Sue Bailey that was there. And I also tried to come back and still work with Parks Band. I was technically assistant band director there. And then that summer, when Mr. Bailey had retired, I actually applied for the Woodrow job as well. Me and Mr. Pinnock both went out for that. And he got it at Woodrow. And then the main band director at Park ended up moving to Florida that summer. So I applied for the job at Park. And that's when I became the band director at Park. And I spent 6 years there.
And I noticed when you were at Park, the numbers increased. And my wife and I go to home games for Woodrow Wilson, and she's a former band member at Woodrow. And I noticed the numbers at Woodrow have increased. And that's a lot. Some of the old timers, they compare, you know, back in the old days when they had 200 members. I don't know whether they ever had 200 or not, but, you know, they had some big bands. But then they would block scheduling hurt a lot and different things. But it looks like the numbers are coming back up. Like, and what amazes me is how do you come up with the routines and the maneuvers, and do you order those, or do you come out with those yourself? Or
we do. We order them. We for the music part, we buy them from a music company that comes, and then for the drill itself, the actual marching sets, we actually this year went through a very good friend of mine, Mr. Jim Alder, is the band director over at Greenbrier East, I contacted him when I first got hired at Woodrow, and I had ordered the music and I didn't have the drill writing software at the time. And so I contacted him to see if he could help out with some drill, because he's one of the most fantastic marching band directors in the state. I have a lot of respect for Jim Alder. What they do at Greenbrier East year in, year out with their marching programs is phenomenal. And he helped us out and wrote some absolutely amazing drill this year. It was awesome. The visuals in it were great. The kids absolutely adored the drill. And after the MBI competition, I actually approached Mr. Alder again and asked him if he would mind if we used his services again next year. And he agreed to help us out with writing drill again next year, because his drill is top notch.
I know before the pre-games, you do kind of a West Virginia theme thing, and the local people have to love it. I mean, you've got to, I mean, a lot of people sing along. But one of the things that people don't realize with the band, I mean, you guys start in August, and there's a certain physicality to you're out there practicing in the heat all day. You're on your feet. People don't realize how physical challenging. Band is. And, I'm sure you've had sometimes you've probably had kids to faint or pass out because of our heat exposure, those kind of things. And the more active the band is, I guess the tougher it is. Have you got any more competition now, or are you done?
We have one more competition remaining. We have this Saturday, we will be at Marshall University for the Tri-State Marching Festival.
You'll have a couple parades and a couple things like that, but as far as the marching band, it'll be dormant for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the band directors at the middle schools now feeding into?
At Park Middle School now, we have R.J. Cook, phenomenal band director. I've grown a pretty good relationship with him. He's a fantastic director, and I think he's going to do really, really great things with Park's band. And then over at Beckley Stratton, we have Evangeline Bickford, and she is an absolutely phenomenal band director. She has been over here in the county for about 6 or 7 years now. She actually started over Beckley Stratton the same year I started at Park. And she actually came over from O'Keele. She was band director, I believe, over at Collins Middle School for many years, too. So she has a lot of experience, and she is a phenomenal person and a wonderful band director.
Now, will you have a stage band and a jazz band and all that stuff during the winter months?
Yeah, during the winter, we kind of turn the marching band a little bit into concert band for our Christmas concert that we have. And then in the spring semester is when we kind of introduce our jazz band. We bring up a full jazz band. We have a concert band. We also have many students participating in different types of honor ensembles. We've got a few that are looking to audition for Allstate. We'll have some. I plan to go to Concord's honor band, Marshall's honor band, and then we'll have, of course, our Southern West Virginia Honor Band we always host. So even when the marching band ends, we still stay pretty busy with all kinds of stuff that we do. The band season never truly ends. It just shifts. And
Now, I know sometimes high school bands will get invitations to, like, bowl games and things like that. You're kind of new. That will you be doing anything this year, or...?
We won't be doing anything like that this year. My hope is that hopefully next year we can bring something like that back. But as far as this year, we don't have anything like that planned.
It takes a lot of money, too.
Oh, yeah.
They don't pay your way there. You got to raise money to go.
Yeah, the band has to fundraise if we want to do that. I know my senior year at Woodrow, we went to the Gator Bowl in Florida, and we fundraised all year for that. It was a fun trip. We went down to Jacksonville, Florida, where it was. It was played in the Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium. They had a big parade. We got to spend a few days down there. It was a lot of fun. And then when my sister went through, she started right after I did. I think it was her senior year. They went to the Chick-fil-A Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And then I believe one of the years Mr. Pinnock was there, they went to the Sugar Bowl in, I believe it was New Orleans.
Wow.
And so Woodrow's band has been to places like that in the past. And like I said, that is something I am interested in bringing back at some point, because those are a lot of fun.
You mentioned your sister. Three of your biggest supporters are your mom and your dad.
Oh, yes.
And your sister.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've seen them work. I've seen your dad out there moving things before football games.
Oh, yeah. He's a one-man army when it comes to that. He'll come out, and we always laugh at him because every year, even when I was at Park, and he would even try to help Marshall's band every year, he says, you know, I think this is going to be a year where I try to take a step back a little bit, and I'm just going to watch more, and I'm not going to move as much. And then we always just kind of laugh at him because he says that, and it gets to the first game of the year, and you look over, and he's got like 35 things strapped to him, taking it over the field. And we're like, we can get some other people to do this. He's like, I got it. And then luckily, my sister is actually our majorette coach this year, majorette and featured twirler.
Okay.
So she's actually our coach working with us. And we also have some phenomenal coaches there at Woodrow right now working with the band. We have, like I said, Kelsey is the majorette coach. We have Patty Jo Anderson, who is our color guard coach. And I had her and her two students over at Park as well, and great family there, and I'm lucky to have her to work with collar guard. She does amazing. And then we have Logan Calfee that will come in and work with our percussion. Very talented percussionist. The kids absolutely adore him, and I'm very lucky to have all of them working with me this year. I would not have been able to do what I did this year without the support of this wonderful staff.
Takes a village.
It really does.
Now, give me a typical day at school in your band classes. How does it go?
Okay. So a typical day for me at Woodrow, I actually start out, I teach multiple classes other than band. I start out, my first period is music appreciation, which is basically a music history class. We go in and learn a bunch of music history and, you know, have to make some loud noises every now and then to wake some students up from listening to Beethoven at 7 in the morning. And then it's followed by two classes of guitar. We teach some students how to play guitar. Fourth period is our marching band class. We go through and just depends on what we have on the schedule that day, that week. Sometimes we'll go through and we'll just do full music rehearsals where we sit down, learn music, memorize music. Sometimes we'll stand up and we'll march in place and practice our visuals as we're performing music. Sometimes we even go out onto the football field and actually just do full-on marching rehearsals. And then we have times like today where we will sometimes, if we have a competition the past week, we'll go through and we'll put on the judges' comments tape so that way students can hear the comments from the judges, so that way we can hear things to improve on. And then after my marching band class, I then have a period of piano. And then after piano class, I have my planning period. And then after that, we start into band practice. We have band practice after school, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And so we go from 3 to 5, and then typically I'm there, you know, after practice is over, typically I'm there another hour, hour and a half after practice, working on fixing anything I need to fix or planning for the next day, and just then wake up the next morning and do it all over again.
What are your weak points as a teacher or a band instructor? I mean, what are you weakest at that you want to get better at, you think?
Definitely on some of the instruments, especially some of the woodwinds. I'd like to improve some technique on there. Flute is one of my hardest instruments that I definitely want to improve upon. And then just some of the little nuances of differences between middle school and high school, learning, you know, the transition there a little bit, because I spent 6 years over in middle school. And so now being in high school, it is a little bit different, not entirely, just a couple of little nuanced things to kind of polish up for next year, getting ready.
What are your strong points?
Strong points, I like to feel like I try to motivate students as best that I can to go out there and not only do the best that they can do, but to have fun. Because, you know, we're in this to make memories for the students. You know, winning all the awards is great. You know, I'm happy of, you know, going out and winning all the shiny plastic every week and bringing it back. And the students love that, of course. But my biggest thing is I want to build good, lasting memories for the students. I want it, you know, to be something, you know, 30 years from now, they can sit and talk about, you know, not that they won first place at this competition, but how much fun they had while doing it and building those strong memories. And I like to think that, you know, I try to motivate kids as good as possible and provide a positive experience.
Now, I noticed that at the alumni band members were at the last ball game, mm-hmm. and it looked like a pretty good turnout, and people are talking about it, and that's another thing you want to get. You're trying to build up a little.
Oh, more, absolutely!
But they're talking on Facebook, and I'm going to do it next year. I'm going mm-hmm. to be there, and my wife has her and three other sisters that played in the band, and mm-hmm. that would that's a good thing, and it sometimes it can pay great dividends. What's on your bucket list personally? Are you you want to be the band director 40 years from now, Woodrow Wilson, or what?
Oh, absolutely. I've joked around with some people and I've told them that I won't be leaving Woodrow unless I'm ran out. You know, going to high school, like I said, I always knew I wanted to be a band director, and I always loved the band at Woodrow. You know, it's some of my greatest memories I have. And it was always my goal to be the band director at Woodrow. So, you know, my bucket list is to stay at Woodrow as long as possible. I absolutely love being there. This year has, you know, it's felt more like a homecoming than anything. Feels like I'm at home there at Woodrow. And I love working with them. It's a phenomenal group of students. We have a wonderful administration that supports all the arts really well. A great student base that works with us. A lot of the other sports, you know, the athletes and everything, I've seen a lot of them that are even very supportive of the band and everything like that. So Woodrow is a great atmosphere. I absolutely love being there. And it is my goal, you know, to retire from Woodrow if I'm able to.
Well, that's good luck. And well, I tell you, I appreciate you coming by and talking to us. And I have heard a lot of the people in the community are really happy the direction you guys are heading. And I think you'll get a lot of support from the community as you continue down this road. And I believe that Marshall Rickman's the real deal, buddy. And
well, thank
I appreciate you.
You
coming and talking to me.
No problem. And if I could end on one thing, I would just like the last thing to say is I'm just extremely proud and just blessed to have the group of students I do this year. We have worked really hard. You mentioned it earlier with the timing. We started on July 20th this year, and we had some grueling days of band camp. We had some really hot days of band camp. One of the last weeks of band camp, we went 12 hours a day. We went 9 to 9.
Wow.
And, you know, we had some hot competitions, some hot events. We've had some cold competitions and cold events. We've had events where it's rained on us. We've had some pretty events. And through all of it, these kids are the hardest working group of kids I've ever seen. There's not a lot of complaining. You know, we're there, they're working. There might be some times that they're goofing off, but they know when it's time to get serious and we start counting off the music, they're ready to go. And they've been busting their butts since day one of band camp, and I could not be more proud of them. So I have a phenomenal group of students this year, and I could not be more lucky that that's my first group I've had as a high school band director.
Well, good for you. And anytime you want to come back and talk to us, we'd be glad to have you.
Will do.
And anyone else out there that would like to be on the show, you can contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com, and we'll get you on here. And remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. And until next time, God bless you.